Coast to Coast with Art Bell. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. Hold on for a minute, yes?
Oh, I've got to have you. Is this for us?
Hold on for a minute. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. And now, Art Bell.
Okay, I'm off the air now. What do you want?
Thank you, Ross Mitchell, and good morning, everyone. This is Art Bell, and this morning, General Johnson Jameson will join us. And General Johnson Jameson is going to level the eye of his electron microscope on the Shroud of Turin. Yes, the Shroud of Turin. The Shroud of Turin, however many years old that it is, has always fascinated mankind. Did Jesus Christ, did his body lay in that shroud following his crucifixion? And if so, is his DNA still in that shroud? And if so, can we somehow clone another Jesus Christ? We're going to find out about that coming up here on Coast to Coast. But first, friends, from Peenemann Enterprises, do you know that your wife and daughter are worth hard cash? That's right, your wife and daughter are worth cold hard cash. On the Saigon meat market right now, there is a going price of over $100,000 for fresh, pink, female American meat. That's right. Your wife and daughter can be sold now in the open meat market in Saigon for good, cold, hard cash. What will you do when the Armageddon hits? You think you want to trade them then with Road Warrior? No. You all just, you know. And now General Johnson Jameson joins us from his laboratory. General Jameson, how are you?
Jesus, you just keep butchering those Beanman spots, don't you? Just carve them up. Carve them up. Head them up and move them out.
Well, General Jameson, I'm a little bit fatigued.
Yeah, you know, you said that the last time, man. I'm not buying that anymore. Get some sleep. Jesus, after you get off the air at 4 a.m., all you have to do is sleep. How much time does it take to prep your show?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes? 10 minutes. I think you can maybe lay down and crash. Are you doing speed?
No, I've stopped.
Okay. Well, Art, yes, this morning we are going to indeed put the Shroud of Turin under our electron microscope. What we're going to do, Art, is create an electron X-ray, if you will. We will actually look through the fabric of the Shroud of Turin and see what we can see about the molecular structure of the shroud and perhaps even look at the DNA. This has never before done. But we are going to do it tonight, here on Coast to Coast. I'm General Johnson Jameson, and now this for Peenemann Enterprises. Do you know that your wife and daughter are worth cold, hard cash? That's right, on the Saigon meat market, your wife and daughter can fetch up to $100,000. What are you going to do after the apocalypse? You going to pawn them off on the Road Warrior? No. You're going to sell them for cold, hard cash now, so you'll have spending grain, spending money that you can trade with some madman on a motorcycle. Yes, your wife and daughter, sell them now. Sell them outright on the Saigon meat market. That's how you do that.
Thank you very much.
Now, Jesus, I'm doing your commercials. I'm your interview.
Well, General Jameson, let's get to it, okay?
Oh, okay, Art. Yeah, let's move it along, huh?
Yes. And,
yeah, anything you say.
General Jameson, is Igor there?
Yes, Igor's here. Igor, have you lined up the electron microscope on the Shroud of Turin?
Yee-hee! Woo!
Yeah, he's ready.
And you will be focusing the electron microscope on the Shroud of Turin to see what is in there.
That is correct. All right, Igor. Set the setting for 2-1. All right. Now, that took the first series of photographs. All right.
Now, you will have these X-rays developed, and then you will look at them to see what is within the fabric.
And you can also see what's under it, but obviously what's under it is just a table. We have it laying on the table, but yes, we'll be able to see it. Igor, setting for 6G47, flat halfback out. All right. Now, by the way, Igor, where did you go?
I'm taking a nap, baby.
What do you mean you were taking a nap? Can't get good help anymore, Art. All right, let me look at these pictures. Okay.
What happened?
He was sleeping under the shroud. It's him.
Will you get up? Man, I didn't know.
We got to do it all over again.
Well, what happened?
He was taking a nap under the shroud. I got an x-ray of him curled up in the fetus position, sucking his thumb.
Are you telling me that Igor was sleeping under the shroud of Turin?
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. You want to invite me back next week, huh? See what other disaster befalls me?
Well, General Jameson, I'm awfully sorry that this experiment went awry, but I can assure you that we will have you on future programs.
Why? So I can embarrass myself again? So I gotta have that hunchback take a nap under the Shroud of Turin while I'm x-raying it? Not wearing clothes? Oh.
Man, I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Oh, you always got an excuse. Hire the handicap, they said. So I did. So I hired the handicap. I went to the Notre Dame, I got myself a bell ringer, brought him back here, and what do I get? You're taking naps under the Shroud? You are gonna pay. Pay like you've never paid before. All right, Igor. Put your clothes back on. Let's get another picture.
All right, General Jameson, we're going to have to go now.
Yeah, sure.
This is Art Bell, and we thank all of you for joining us for another disaster here on Coast to Coast.
The Art Bell Show, not proving anything since 1980.
In our next hour, we will be talking with Bill Fletcher, who has developed a death ray that he hopes to aim at the Democratic National Convention in 2008. He hopes to cook as many delegates as he can under the concentrated beam of a death ray. Funneling it and fueling it will be the rays of the sun. That's coming up next on Ghost to Coast. Welcome back here. This is Art Bell to all of you. Bill, you've been working on this death ray for how long?
Well, Art, this all started really very early in the 1970s. I saw some literature from the United States Army, and they stated then that they had been doing some reclamation of laser technology that they pretty much abandoned in the 1950s. Well, at that time, I was partnered with a gentleman by the name of Cy Burdeck. And Cy had a business that he was ready to sell, and it was really a solar energy business, a lot of it having to do with solar paneling and so forth on homes. I decided I would combine these technologies and create a death ray. I had seen a great many science fiction films as a child. I saw how death rays could incinerate a man, and I thought it looked pretty cool. But how could I make this happen in my own life? And that's what I started to do.
And so you began to develop a death ray. Why do you call it a death ray?
Well, it's my own personal preference. It's something that I would build because I want to kill people with it. And I want to kill them in the quickest, most efficient way and in a spectacular way. And I also realized that I could come on your program and threaten the lives of every delegate at the Democratic Convention in 2008 with a death ray, and people would only think I'm crazy. They wouldn't really arrest me for it.
All right. Well, coming back, we'll talk with you about your death ray and what you plan on doing with it.
Well, I can tell you what I plan on doing with it. Excuse me. As a Diet Coke. I can tell you what I plan on doing with it. I'm going to point my death ray at delegates as they're coming out of the Democratic Convention in 2008 on their way down the street to get a sandwich, and I'll incinerate every one of them. Incinerate them. And I'll wait for that tub of guts Kennedy to come out, too. Oh, yeah. Woo, yeah.
All right, coming up, Bill Johnson's death ray.
Woo, yeah.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.